And I should mention that the old computer in the station with all of its archives is, they said, I was told the motherboard is no more, burnt up. And with it, the files, the archival files for this show. So, and I'm not noticing, I don't see much in the way of files that are going to be all that interesting from my perspective. There's like a list on the monitor, which before I leave, I will definitely get rolling and it'll be in a repeat cycle. But there will be no archival shows playing or, any of the music that I used to have interspersed with them at the end of this show. I don't know how long this desert of material, audio material, is going to be happening here at the station, but it's that's the way it is right now. Proudhon explains the assumption of power, of its right to take whatever it wants. Quote, since the highest and almost the only merit recognized by the power guys, the global state statesmen, is physical strength, the strongest, i.e. might, has impressed itself on their minds as a self-evident merit. This is what is taught to the child who is forced, compelled to obey. This is shattering news to that infant, and his or her thought process never gets past it. Continuing with Proudhon. And consequently, strongest and consequently, the best is entitled to the largest share. And if it is refused him, he very naturally takes it by force. From this to the assumption of the right of property in all things is but one step. I mean, he has analyzed their thought process down to the smallest detail, minus the important addition, contribution of Alice Miller and her giving to us the understanding of both the projection compulsion and the repetition compulsion of the experience of early childhood trauma in those infants whose thought process and empathy has atrophied or has been stunted. The mindset of rule is the core control technique of class. It is defining of it. It is taught to all of us as legitimating ideology. And once embedded in institutions established to make it totalitarian, it reproduces itself automatically. It not only requires no thought from we stuck in it to continue it ad infinitum, but must actually destroy independent thought to exist. This is why the intellectual terrain is not just fervently, religiously, obsessively policed by the global state statesmen. It is taught to the few as a philosophy, this mindset of rule, requiring them to subsume, sacrifice themselves to the quote-unquote higher good. The responsibility of ruling the many, us. They are reared religiously in this notion, taught that rigid discipline in the performance of it is their highest duty. But a version of it is also taught to the many, us, as an ideology of merit rises in order to enforce the subsumption of ourselves to this quote-unquote higher good. An ideology of merit rises as class is necessary, we're told, for civilization and constitutes thereby the highest flowering of man. And so the self-perceived best, the Plato's tribesmen or the global state statesmen, take what they want, principally our lives, our creations, our common earth, without any psychic discomfort. They never lose a night's rest over it. But these slugs that drag their childhood baggage through and across our lives necessarily leave their trace of hate. This hate is what they force before our eyes and tell us that it is too bad, so sad, part of the human condition. And in fact, that we are responsible for it. We can see, therefore, the power guy's intentions, aims, ambitions, though they stay hidden through their acts. But first, we have to see them.